5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Why? Pakistan and the Maldives matters for you and your investment portfolio. The Italy stock market crash, Argentine raises interest rates to 65%, and in Venezuela people are eating cats and dogs just to stay alive. Well, that's not great. This is today's episode of Half Profit, so check it out, halfprofit.com/podcast. Don't forget to share, like, retweet, and leave your completely free review and take my subscriptions. Hi guys, how are you doing? It's the second day of the week and it's a quick show. And let's begin with, let's begin with the Maldives and Pakistan. Let's talk geopolitics on the way it affects your returns. No one realizes it at the moment in the West, but the Maldives is in huge problems, Pakistan is in huge problems, and there are just two of the countries in Asia that are going to go bust. And for Pakistan, it's extremely terrible because they have nuclear bombs and there is a huge oil finding. And the Maldives is just military strategically important, because in an ocean, and there is a problem, and the problem is the International Monetary Fund. I'm not a big supporter of the IMF, of more of those terrible organizations, and the IMF basically provides money to governments who are bankrupt due to bad policies in the past. Unfortunately, most governments in the world fail to provide just an idea of spending less than you get in and slowly paying off your debt. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. Now, in the IMF, there is some form of democracy, so you could simply say that countries have voting rights. The countries who are financing it can vote on it. The interesting part is that the United States, if they withdraw and they say no, then there's already not enough voting, so that is gonna basically the IMF. So with that, basically, the International Monetary Fund is just a new front for the American empire, an empire which is collapsing and going down. Now comes the interesting part. Trump said that if money goes to China, he's going to veto all the IMF bailouts in the future. So that means that Pakistan, a close ally of China, and this allyship and friendship on diplomatic matters between China and Pakistan makes sense. India and China have to figure out who is going to lead Asia and the world. It's going to be those two. So the enemy of my future enemy is my friend, so Pakistan is a friend. This is basically how it is. Interestingly enough, China and India are together in a mutual don't attack each other pact. So, and basically there is an Asia version of the NATO, and they are together in it, together with North Korea. This is why a war in North Korea freaks me out, because it will bring everyone down. Now, then you get the interesting feels. So what you see now is that the Maldives, 10% of government revenue goes to China, and this is just to pay the interest on the loans. It's only interest payments, no payments, it's just paying it off. So they are huge in Chinese hands, and this is something that means that they are not going to get a bailout. And you will see that China, sooner or later, will just say to the Maldives, well, we're going to grab a few islands, we're going to build some bases there. And with the new pro-India government in the Maldives, it makes no difference. They have to pay the money, otherwise they go bust, and well, that's just terrible for the country and the people in the country. That means that there are big problems, and you need to worry about this, because Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Why are they not simply selling, let's say, 5 atomic bombs to get some money and to keep the salaries of the army going? So it is just something to think about, and I'm not really happy with it. Now, then have a look at the Italy stock market crash, the Argentine interest rates, and eating cats and dogs. First of all, if you fancy eating cats and dogs, you no longer need to go to China. You can go to Venezuela as well. The people are in such a desperate situation that they're eating cats and dogs. That's what you get when you have the poor man hero, because all the poor man heroes are turning into dictators. Now, and then look at Europe. Italy is the 19th economy in the world, and it's breaking up Europe. You saw that the stock market is crashing, and financial institutions of Italy are extremely active in Turkey. So they have the two problems at the same sides. And basically, the best situation to get away from those negative news is to spread the rumor that you want to buy some other bank that will get at least a chat about something else. But the bigger picture is that in Argentine, 21st economy in the world, the central bank is offering you a great interest rate of 65%, all to support its imploding currency. So this is not really going to make me happy or great in ideas. And what you saw is that, and what you then, let's check quick chat back to Italy. You saw that the Italy government, highly populistic, Europe skeptical, decided to increase the deficit from 1.6% to 2.4%. So they basically said, from all future grandkids, we borrowed a lot of money from you, and you are from now basically a slave to the people that we wasted the money on. So they are moving on that side. And if you think about this, then you should worry about it, because Europe is a big economy. It's one of the biggest. All European countries are doing business with it. What if it breaks up? You get that Italy has huge problems with the refugee crisis, because most of the refugees go to Italy and they are having problems with it. And the northern part of Italy is doing well, but the southern part is not doing well. And there they should also find some solution for it. And the problem is that all the governments in Europe are doing the same thing, and basically most governments in the world are doing this. They're all just saying, well, we're gonna raise taxes, we're gonna put our grandkids into higher debt, and we're gonna push forward on this agenda, which ultimately lead to collapses and a currency collapse near you. So if I was you, I would get ready. All the listeners love to making some money, but you will have to pay tax upon your money. But that's to change. You can save on your tax. Pay no tax. Completely legal. Start earning more money so you can take care for your beloved ones. So you can travel visa-free. Get yourself the tax-free passport. Get yourself the starting point to a tax-free lifestyle. A lifestyle which is an ultimate freedom. HofProfit.com/passport. I say HofProfit.com/passport.
The European Union imposed completely global covering privacy laws, so it's the highest time for you to be transparent, unless you want to pay a 20 million euro fine. And yes, the European Commission is on a witch hunt, so get ready. So check out GDPR compliance course on hofprofit.com/GDPR. That's hofprofit.com/GDPR. We are living in a tremendous time. Never it has become so easy to become the next millionaire. If it's become the next self-made millionaire by selling your home or your business, or by constantly and ongoingly moving towards the great, glorious millionaireship, you can do it also. It just commits hard work, training, commitment, and honesty. Visit hofprofit.com/millionaire for the millionaire report and join the queue on the highway to success. WordPress offers you many great opportunities to build a great website, webshop, and spread your message. If it's your blog or your desire to become financially independent, WordPress is there for you to help you. WordPress has many hidden features no one knows. So visit hofprofit.com/WordPress for the WordPress training menu.
Social media is here. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Weibo, blogging, LinkedIn, Swan, Google+. But how to use them in your advantage? Get yourself the Social Media Expert course. It's the smart point to use all social media in your advantage without burning all your time. HofProfit.com/SMM. I say HofProfit.com/SMM. The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this. We know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker, at least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the Profitable Brexit Report. It explains how the Brexit could happen, the economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
The stock markets are heading towards record height. At the same time, the government spending is at all-time high, with tax revenue going to all-time low. This means only one thing can happen. The complete system is gonna collapse. Stock markets and shares, bonds, mutual funds, it's all gonna go down the drain. So get ready, prepare yourself for the upcoming collapse, and check the Survive the Collapse report, hofprofit.com/collapse. Hey, it's Lodewijk. I'm really happy that you took the time to listen this moment to my podcast. I'm honored, I'm pleased with it, and I respect your choice for your life, because you made a choice. You made a choice for success. But please keep a few moments for yourself. First of all, this is a disclaimer, so it's all the legal stuff. But for any penny you invest, please take the time. Take as much time that you need to make the money to invest before you invest, and literally go from your desk, by the wherever you're gonna make the investments, wherever you're gonna do it, you're gonna stand up and look at that empty chair and just ask yourself five terrible questions about the investment decisions you're gonna make. It's your money, so be wise with it. The information in this podcast is not intended to be true, it's not an advice. We don't sell or recommend anything. We just talk, it's general information, and please, and from the deepest of my heart, I mean, it means a lot to me that you are listening to the show, but please, just treat your money smartly. You're here because you want to get ahead of life, not you because you want to lose. So take your time. You're no profit makers are decision makers, but decision makers, and especially profitable decision makers, are informed decision makers. So let's go and let's move a step ahead, one tiny baby step at a time. We are profitable decision makers.